Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And I am very excited about having our good friend Ken Blanchard back on the show, and I know you're all a Twitter about that too, folks. Ken, as you know, is the chief spiritual officer at the Ken Blanchard Companies. He's the author of something under 200 books, and which have sold probably something under a billion copies across the galaxy. The 1 Minute Manager was his famous one, and he's had so many more famous ones. It was his first one, I guess, and so many more since then. The new book that he co-authored with Mark Miller, Great Leaders Grow, Becoming a Leader for Life, is the brand new one that we're going to talk about today, and I'm very excited about having Ken Blanchard back on the show. Ken, thanks for being with us.
Well, Jim, it's always good to be with you, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you very much, sir, and your contribution to the marketplace, your inspiration to so many business owners, especially small business owners. One of the things that a friend of mine used to say is you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And I love the fact that your book, the top half of your new book, Great Leaders Grow, is green.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, Mark Miller's the head of training at Chick-fil-A, which I think is one of the great companies in the country. And at Chick-fil-A, they really constantly are trying to help their people grow because that's one of the ways they keep them. You know, I think that organizations who know that if you don't grow, you're dying, is really powerful. And it's growing and learning as a leader, you know, as an entrepreneur, is like oxygen to a deep sea diver, you know, that if you don't have it, you're in big trouble. And eventually, I think that's true with leaders, with entrepreneurs, that, you know, things are changing so fast and things are happening that if you're not a learner, if you're not a grower, I think you are in trouble.
Well, if you think about it, Ken, if you're an employee, you're given an assignment to do, and it's probably not going to change significantly over weeks or months. If you're a manager, probably not much different there either. Maybe a little bit more so, but not that much. If you're a leader, if you're the leader of the company or one of the leaders of the company, You've got to always be focusing forward, focusing in the future, and so your world is constantly changing, isn't it?
Yes, no, it's really true. And you know, in our company, my wife used to be the president, but now she heads up the Office of the Future. Hmm. You know, because I feel in some ways, Jim, that you need somebody to run the present operation, but you need somebody who really is focused on the future. Now, if that can be the entrepreneur and you've got good operational people, that's fine. But you have to recognize that you're in trouble if you ask people with present responsibility to go off and plan your future, because they'll probably kill your future because they're either overwhelmed with the present or have vested interest in
right.
it. But you got to have scouts out there, and that's what I think somebody who's growing is like a scout for the rest of the people.
Well, and you know, and if you're a manager of a business and not the owner or not the alpha member of the company, I mean, you still need to be a leader. You can be a manager and a leader because it's leadership is not activity as much as it is the way you think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really a mindset. And what Mark and I did is we came up with an acronym around GROW that really is good for you all in listening to say, how am I doing on that? Because G stands for you need to continually gain knowledge about yourself, you know. So we always start with self-leadership, about mm-hmm. the people around you, about your industry, and about leadership. You know, you know, what are you reading? What are you listening to? What are you learning? You know, so you need to constantly be gaining knowledge. And then R is to reach out to others, because one of the roles that's really exciting when you're growing is that you're willing to share what you're learning with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best ways to solidify learning is by teaching it to others, looking for, you know, teaching opportunities, mm-hmm. moments to share. O stands for open your world, which means, you know, maybe volunteers to some operations to
mm-hmm.
in the nonprofit world, you know, go to, you know, conferences.
And W stands for wisdom, and we're gonna talk about all of that with Ken Blanchard right after these messages. 20 till, stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.